What would people, in the way of cooking, what did they fry eggs in?
Skillet.
The head skillet.
Mm-hmm.
Would they be made, what would they be made of?
Iron.
Mm-hmm. And?
I don't know, the better material would be thicker, you know.
But it would be thicker.
Yeah, the better stuff was made back then than it is now. But still, it was on the same basis.
Mm-hmm. Same type. Mm-hmm. What about to boil water in on the stove?
And tea kettles. Mm-hmm. And old time range stoves, they had a boiler, what they might call a boiler, on the side of it. You kept it full of water, and it kept the water warm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they had that on the side of a, what they call a range stove.
Mm-hmm.
We had a boiler on here, because we had one.
Mm-hmm. Well, what were the dishes that people ate off of? What would they be made of?
Just like it is now. Only we have different designs. They were more thicker, as I say.
They were, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't no different, but they just made more thicker
mm-hmm.
than it is now.
Did they call that stuff it was made of in those days, did they call it china?
Oh, they had china. The rich people did. Poor people didn't have nothing like mm-hmm. that.
Well, the reason I asked it was because my mother was talking about that they, when she was a girl, there was some, they called this stuff, they called it china, but it really wasn't. It was, I mean, the rich people had real china, but then
mm-hmm.
she said that poor people, like they did, they just called this regular stuff they ate off of china, you know.
Y'all
they
just call it then.
Yeah,
huh?
Just call it. You know, just,
well, I know what china would, the rich people had, poor people didn't have no china.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Now, what would, in the way of eating utensils to eat with, what would they have?
They had forks and knives and spoons, just as they do
just
now.
Just like they do now.
Uh-huh.
Well, what about a big knife like to cut meat with?
Oh, they had big old butcher knives, what they call butcher knives. Only was made bigger, and it was better, thicker and heavier.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Better, those were also better than
that. Oh, yeah.
Now, in later years, did people have things in their houses, like to put flowers in when they...
Pots, flower pots.
And things
oh,
like that.
Oh, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
what
some
about,
of them,
like,
yeah.
Like what that...
The flower made, I made that flower.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Oh, people back then, those days, they didn't make... You know, they wasn't making nothing like that. They sold,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't make a thing like people makes now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they really,
mm-hmm.
most was on the farm,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't have much time for
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. Now, in the winter time, they done a lot of quilting.
Oh, I
now,
see.
They did that.
Mm-hmm. Well, did people ever have vases in their house?
Oh, yeah, they had some vases, a few.
Mm-hmm.
But
now,
they was great big, old-timey. Face, you know, great
oh,
big ones, you know.
Great big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, after a meal, and you when you'd be washing the dishes, what kind of a cloth or a rag or something, what would you use to wash the dishes?
Well, just any kind of white, clean rag that you had. You, sometimes old dresses be wore out, old aprons or something. But just use that.
Well, how about to dry them off with? What did they call that?
Well, they'd have some of the same thing. They call them dry clothes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know anything about, like we go to stores now and buy these
mm-hmm.
different things for dish rags and
mm-hmm.
dry towel like that. They didn't, well, people now mostly just scald the dishes and let them
mm-hmm.
dream dry.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, see, they didn't have nothing but dish pans and they just wash them and dry them
mm-hmm.
with the rags
mm-hmm.
and set them on the shelves.
Well, what about to wash your face with? What would you use?
They use the hand motion, then dry on a towel.
Mm-hmm.
People now, you know, they use face rags.
Mm-hmm.
But back there, they just wash with the hand. Now, the poor people did.
Mm-hmm.
Just wash with the hand and have a towel. Just, they'd always keep it hanging up on a nail or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just reach up there and dry your face
mm-hmm.
off with it.
Well, now, in later years, when people began to have water, running water in their homes. What would you call the thing on the sink that the water comes out of?
Well, I never was in.
Or what do you call it nowadays, then?
Call them now.
Mm-hmm.
We call them, this is zinc, and they turn on the faucet.
Oh, the faucet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you had really cold weather and the temperature dropped, Would your pipes sometimes freeze? And
oh, yes. Yeah, sometimes your pipes will freeze.
And did they bust open?
Sometimes they do. They don't do all the time. Uh-huh. But sometimes they'll bust on you. You uh-huh. have to get some new pipes. And sometimes they'll throw up themselves. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what would molasses come in? Or lard? What would you buy lard in?
You had sometimes, you would get them in buckets and cans, uh-huh. containers like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes, did you ever see anything, something like shaped like this, and you use it to pour?
That's faucet. Mm-hmm. That's a faucet to put out in something that you pour in, you know, in a jug or something, uh-huh. like uh-huh. you'd have a jug. You'd have to take that to keep from wasting it.
To keep from, mm-hmm. And, now, you were talking about people going in wagons. What would they use to hit the horses with on a wagon to make them go faster?
No, they just used the line.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. They were driving the mule, because now, in a buggy,